following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by our friends at the New York City Guitar School. Learning to play guitar doesn't have to be all that worrisome or all that troublesome. You should be able to, you know, hop online. You can learn anything there anyway, but get yourself in front of a real professional, somebody who knows how to teach. And you can do it at your own leisure. The New York City Guitar School has a video program that is just perfect for people like that. You don't want to have to get in your car, schlep your guitar around, go to the music store, have to deal with everybody's schedules, and only get a half hour here on a certain day of the week. That may not be all that convenient for you, but you can do it online, and it works out beautifully at the New York City Guitar School. You can find their banner at radio-memphis.com. They've even got a free video called Guitar Tricks and Hacks and Tips, and it'll show you some pretty cool stuff, whether you've been playing or you've never picked up the instrument before in your life. And the cool thing about all of this is that video, that particular video, is absolutely free. You can decide whether this whole program is right for you. Look for the Guitar Lessons banner ad at radio-memphis.com. Click on it and learn to play guitar today. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar. And this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Here in your earbuds, or perhaps on your desktop, or on your tablet, or in YouTube land. Whoever it is that you are consuming the program, welcome to this episode. It's been an interesting week, obviously, with the celebration of the 5th anniversary of Radio Memphis, the wooden anniversary, if you will. We got wood. We did. We had a big time, and it was such a great time. And you know, we continue on. That's really kind of what you do. You celebrate your milestones, you pick up, and you keep on going, and you keep doing the best that you possibly can in this crazy and wild world. I had a story that I had seen earlier in the week. That was some interest. It was pause for thought, because you know, if you're, you know, kind of around my age, when you were growing up, your family would probably say something to the effect of, "Oh, these kids these days, you know, we're doomed. They're going to screw it all up for everybody. They don't know what they're doing. All the future leaders of America, blah 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 blah." And you know, and it turned out fairly okay. You know, for the most part, we seem to have survived all of that business, which is a good thing. But I have to, I don't want to be putting myself in this position of sounding like my old man, in that I think we're dealing with a very legitimate situation here, where the young adults in this world are basically a doomed generation of people. I think there may be a problem. We may have an issue on our hands, and I'll explain. You see, the story that I'd read was a bit of propaganda, mind you, but it was along the lines of that today's youth don't have a clue of doing the things of what it takes to be an adult. And it sounds silly, I know, but there's a whole litany of things that we are finding now about the young people in our society that don't have the foggiest notion as to what to do if they don't have a phone. Which is a big part of the problem, you know. Well, I don't know how to do that because I don't have my phone. I left it at home. Because we, as we've mentioned before, we have the collective knowledge of all of humanity, you know, all of it. And when I say some, S-U-M, the sum collective total of all of humanity's information and knowledge and stuff right there in our hands with the phone. And that's good. That's what it's there for. We've got this ability to share information like nobody's business. But the upshot to all of this is one simple little fact, and it's kind of alarming when you think of it. The restaurant business has gotten a little better. They're booming a little bit because young adults are going to restaurants constantly. They're always in a restaurant. They're in a bar, in a restaurant, you know, whatever it was. When I was young, I spent a lot of time in bars, not for the food, mind you, but you know, that was where you went to go have a drink. But I didn't go to restaurants much. Still don't now, even to this day. Every once in a while. I mean, they're nice to go to. I don't have anything against them. It's just, you know, I like to cook at home sometimes. And that's what this is about. Apparently, today's youth, for whatever reason, will not or can't prepare a meal in their home unless it's something instant, processed, boxed. You know, you barely have to boil water to cook this meal. Microwaved things. And I know there may be some of you that are, that fall into this demographic, the 18 to 34. That's what it is. The 18 to 34 years of age people that may be listening to this going, well, dude, that's not fair because I cook all the time. Well, okay, I didn't lump everybody in there. That was not my point. But an alarming number of you and your people don't know how to cook. Don't know how to do much of anything, really. And lo and behold, I did a little search to try and pull this up on the computer here. And I found through Thrillist, which is an interesting website as it is anyway. And it's a little weird, but and it tries to be cute and funny, but it fails at it for the most part. But there was a list of 30 things that every adult should be able to do. And as I was reading through this list before I came in here to record this, it occurred to me that I can do every one of these things because I've had to for whatever reason in the world. For example, the number one thing on the list, change a tire. If you're driving a car, you should be able to change your tire. You should be able to do a lot more than that. You're driving a car. There's a lot of other things that are going on. Cars, yes, we've come a long way with technology, but still, when something goes wrong, you got to know what's going on with it. Like, you know, basic maintenance stuff, making sure that your radiator has enough coolant in it and water and that kind of all the other fluids, transmission fluid, if your car rolls that way, being able to change a tire. How about changing out the windshield wipers every once in a while or replace a burned out headlight? You know, well, it's what the dealership's for, man. But that's why everybody's broke. Everybody's spending all their money by taking advantage of the things that were set out there to take advantage of. And look, the car dealerships have been the same way too, and I'll use them as a good example. They're out to take your money. That's what they do. That's how they stay in business. But and they don't like it when people like me go, you can fix it yourself. Go to YouTube if you want to learn how to change the headlight in your particular car. You'd be shocked at just how easy that is. But going back to the restaurants, they don't know how to cook. Here's another interesting thing: is that people now don't have the foggiest notion of how a bank works, how a checking account works, how a debit card works, how a credit card needs to be dealt with. All of these things we're just not learning anymore. These kids, they don't know. These youngsters, they just, if there's money in the bank, they'll spend it. That's how that works. That's what it's there for, bro. And then they'll be shocked when they find out that they're bouncing a check or they're you know, it's a $35 fee on an $8 bounce check. I mean, and they go, oh, it's okay. I'll just put some money in and we'll just keep on going. They don't know how to fix a shirt. You lose a button on a shirt or a button on your pair of pants, you don't know how to fix it. You know, basic, simple shit like how to mop a floor because somebody's been doing it for you. You know, you'd be shocked, I bet, if you walked into any random 18 to 34-year-old's home, their apartment, in the state that it's in right this second, you would probably be shocked at the conditions in which they live. Laundry, for example, the actual physical act of washing one's fabrics, clothes, your sheets, towels, that kind of stuff. Oh, why should I have to wash my towel, bro? Because I'm clean when I get out of the shower. yeah, you should wash that nasty thing after a while. But laundry is one of those things that's why they put the instructions on the bottle of the on the container of the detergent. It tells you how to do laundry. But you see it all the time. They're overstuffing laundry machines at the laundromat. You know, they're waiting for the last thing. Because laundry is one of those things that you learn to do fairly early in life because there comes a time with most of us that it has to happen. And there's nobody else that's going to do it for you. Especially if you've, you know, come and gone from college and you've got your starter job going and you're trying to survive. So doing laundry is something that I will hand it to you. Most people know how to do. And some people do it really well. Some people not so much, but you try. That's okay. It's an E for effort, right? But at the same time, if you were to, say, lose a critical button on your shirt, and you've got the button, and you don't know what to do, it's not that hard to I could do it. It's easy to sew a button back onto a shirt. It's one of those critical things in life that you need to know how to do. Button off of a pair of slacks. I've seen this happen. The pants lost their button. Pardon. The pants lost their button, so what did they do? Throw them away. I'll just go get some more. And then you wonder why you're broke, because you keep spending all your money on well, you know, they don't make pants as good as they used to. I'll give you that. I used to be a big proponent, big fan of the Levi's 501 button fly jeans. They were durable. They lasted forever. Now I get a pair and they last, I don't know. I might be lucky to get 5-6 months out of them. And they're just, it's brutal what the status of the manufacture of these clothes are. And why that is quite simple. They've outsourced their production to China, and they don't care about that. They're selling you the name. They're selling you a fabric with that name on it, and that's the way it goes. And of course they want them to fail early, because they're going to want you to buy more, spend more money. That's what it is. You know, you come out of college with basically insurmountable student debt, but that's not going to stop you from hitting the restaurant a couple of times a day. You know, and at home you might have something that's nearly instant, like the use of a Foreman grill, a panini machine, if you'd like. But don't know have the first clue on how to light a fire in an actual grill if you've got a nice steak, if you want to do that. And here's another thing that you haven't learned how to do: pairing a nice wine with that nice steak. Seems like a pretty straightforward thing, but it's not. You got to learn the little nuances here. See, you go out on a date. Here's another thing. You cannot go out on a date unless you have met this person online somewhere. The concept of meeting a complete stranger in a public place is baffling to just about everybody. Man, that girl's really cute. I'd like to go ask her out, but, you know, she's not on Tinder. I've heard that. I've heard that conversation before. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with you people? Walk over there and use the... I'm going to give you kids the best pickup line that, and it works most of the time. It's pretty simple, really. You walk over to the person that you would like to meet, guy, girl, whomever, whatever you find attractive, and you want to strike up a conversation, but you want to be memorable. It's real simple. Extend your right hand, give a very nice handshake. Not this limp fish shit. Your cold, clammy, nasty hands, you know, learn to shake hands like an adult and look that person into the eyes and say the following words. Hello, my name is, and then say your name. I just wanted to say hello. That's the best pickup line on the planet. Hello, my name is. It works surprisingly well. And you can't get shot down, really. I mean, if she goes, oh, you know, my name is blah, blah, blah. Hey, it's nice to meet you. Hey, listen, I'm about to leave. You're getting the bum's rush, if you will, or his other half shows up, and then you've got to slink away. But see, here's the thing. All you've done was introduce yourself. You didn't say, hey, you know, that's a pretty nice pair of pants you're wearing. It looked pretty good on my bedroom floor. That's not going to get you anywhere. Unless you're in those types of places, of course. But still, act like an adult. And it goes back to being able to cook. Because sometimes some of the best things you could ever do as a date, you know, especially if things have progressed along a bit, the Netflix and chill thing. Close. Bring that person over to your home, which has been properly cleaned, mind you. Because nobody, it's not just women, it's men too, they don't want to go to the room of the nasty smells and deal with that. If it's nasty, clean it up. Why do I feel like I'm having a lecture here? But that's what it's turning into, because we see this all the time. And then, you know, you got your date over and you go, look, I'm going to cook some steaks. So I picked up a couple of steaks. Don't buy a steak from a goddamn grocery store either. Act like an adult and go to a butcher shop and get it done right. Now you're getting classy. See, and then go to a proper liquor store and talk to a sommelier. Talk to the guy behind the counter about wines and learn how to pair a nice wine with a piece of steak. Go outside, light your grill, place said meat on grill. Enjoy a while you're cooking a glass of wine with your friend. Shoot the breeze, have a good time. Cooking can be done together. It's a nice thing. But no, want to go get something to eat? There's this place I like to go to, and that gets so monotonous so quickly. Whereas when you're cooking at home, you can do everything. You can do anything. It's really, you know, a very simple prospect to wrap your head around. You know, learn how to dress yourself. That's another thing that's on this list. Learn how to have a decent wardrobe. You know, if you've got a job that requires you to wear a tie, learn to tie the fucking thing. Of course, I will have to hand it to you. There's a lot of jobs out there now that those corporate jobs, those big time soul sucking cubicle type jobs, they're not as plentiful as they used to be, which is probably a good thing. So you don't really have to worry about looking like the rest of those schlubs that are hanging around in there. So, you know, yeah, we do work in a different economy now. I can't tell you the last time I wore a tie myself, but I work in this business. So this is it's completely irrelevant. However, I know how to tie one. Hell, I know how to tie a bow tie. Not that I wear one because I look kind of silly in it, but nevertheless, I have a nice suit. I have several nice suits. You have to have a nice suit. Don't just have a black suit for somebody's death. That's kind of dumb. Have a nice navy suit. Have a nice khaki suit. Have something that looks good on you. A little flash, a little color. Own more than one tie. Have your dress shirts laundered. Understand that. Take them to a cleaners and have them launder and starch and pressing and all of that good stuff. That's what they're there for. Take advantage of that. Learning how to be an adult. I know being an adult is hard. It's difficult. There's a lot that has to be contended with. For example, let's say you've got a fairly nice place to live. You've got a decent job. You've even got the ability to cook. And something minor goes wrong in your home. Something that you have to deal with. For example, let's say you, dude, managed to stop up your own toilet. Do you know how to fix that? You should learn. That's what I have to call the landlord for, man, because the maintenance guy will come and fix it. But you don't know how long you don't know if the maintenance guy is even capable of handling the job himself, because he's really kind of an idiot too, usually. And you don't know when he's going to be there, so now you're stuck with whatever's in there. This horrid nightmare. So you got to learn how to try and fix it yourself. Depending on the circumstances, sometimes a plunger is the best way to go. How about a sink that's kind of stopped up? You got to be able to deal with that. There's a million ways that these are household basic problems that you got to learn how to fix. You know, if you can change a light bulb, you can do any of that stuff. And I don't know why I felt compelled to even be talking about these things, because it is. It's pervasive. I see it constantly on the young adults not knowing how to be an adult, how to act like an adult. I see this all the time. It's not my fault. A guy loses his job and he's blamed for something that he's done because he's an idiot. And the first things that come out of his mouth, it's not my fault. This guy across the hall, man, it's him. He's framing me. Yeah, it's your fault. You're a loser. And this came from, you know, the practices that you went through in some type of public education or private education, where there was no real winners or losers in any type of competition, because that was considered to be exclusionary. We don't want to hurt little Bobby's feelings, because if he doesn't, you know, if he isn't the fastest to cross that line, and at least he participated, so that's worth something. Bullshit. If he's not the first to cross the line, that makes him a loser. So when this little Bobby kid winds up growing up and he gets himself a job and he fucks up on the job, he's already thinking, I don't have to compete for it because all I had to do was show up. That's all I've had to do my entire life, was just show the fuck up. And now that I've shown up and I'm doing what I'm told to do, But I'm not doing it the best that I can, who's going to care? I just showed up. Then the boss comes into the room and go, Bobby, what the hell's your fucking problem? I asked you to do this and you did this wrong. It's not my fault. No, Bobby, it is a, is your fault because you haven't heard anybody tell you that you're a loser. You lost. So that's what I'm going to tell you. You lost. I know that there are people that are my age that are hiring these people because we don't have a choice in the matter anymore. These people, you people that won't be smart enough to understand what it takes. Take your fucking hand off of the hot stove. Does that have to be explained? Spend some time in an emergency room if you're able to, you know, if you're not in too much distress yourself, and look around. Look around at the people that are in there. There's a lot of dumb that's going on in there. Granted, there's a lot of legitimate things that are happening in an emergency room. I'm not trying to downplay someone's scenario, but you'll see some guy come hobbling in with a broken foot, and you know, you ask what the hell happened, and he says he got angry and kicked a light pole. Thinking that the light pole was going to come down, I guess. I don't know. Broke his foot over the whole thing. Guess what? He's now in pain because he's dumb. Dumb. Oh, Lord, some of these people. Learning to drive a car like an adult is a pretty big deal. Hell, learning to drive in general is a pretty big deal. But see, here's the thing, too. There's a little bit of a pass on this because, granted, we have cars that are able to park themselves, mind you, whatever the case may be on that. But a lot of the 18 to 34-year-olds that have gone through school and that are looking for good careers and good jobs, they're living in big cities where mass transit is a thing. So they don't need to learn how to drive. So, you know, I'll give you a pass on that one. It's not critical. But at least you should do this. You should learn and own a bicycle. They're good. I have one. I enjoy it. I enjoy the hell out of it. I don't ride it nearly as much as I would like because I'm usually busy doing something like running my mouth and trying to tell you people how to do your fucking thing. I know. Ricky, being kind of harsh, you know, they're just kids, you know. Yeah, but, you know, here we are in this day and age when I'm talking about 18 to 34-year-olds that don't have the ability to figure out what it's like to live in this world, to do what it takes to survive on a very basic level. If you know somebody in this age, challenge them to be able to drive to a place they've never been to before, right? But they have kind of an inkling as to where it is. Have them figure out how to get there without using the GPS on a phone or the GPS in a car. Being able to drive without being told how to get there by using your wits. I just think that perhaps my, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, because my father always said, you know, oh, you kids of your generation are just going to screw up this whole world, which is partly true because it was the people of my generation that are raising the kids that are now 18 to 34. And the problem is you people haven't done your job correctly and you're raising a bunch of morons. Look at our education system. By God, you know, we keep giving these kids a free pass. No Child Left Behind was part of that because we're not going to. So instead of working with the little shit to learn something, they just gone ahead and moved him on to the next grade. Just move him along. Keep the stats right. Just keep him passing through here like cattle. Just move along. And as such, you got people that have slipped through the system and that have become dumb. Very, very dumb. And as such, we are now flooded with these people who don't know how to balance a checkbook, don't know how to cook a decent meal, don't know the proper way to introduce themselves to somebody, don't know the basics of being a responsible adult in this world. And what happens? We're stuck with them. And you can't educate them. You can't tell them anything, obviously, because they've got it all figured out. They're right. Oh, that's just unnecessary. Why should I have to do it this way? You know, I came out of school. I worked very hard for 3.5, 4 years, and I got a degree, and I should be able to be a big-time executive. I don't want to be, you know, some guy starting on the ground floor working. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. You've got to learn that being an adult requires you got to get your ass kicked every once in a while. That's just it. There's not enough ass kicking going on. I'm not talking to, you're just talking about violence now, bro. No, I'm not. I just, you know, there's a metaphorical ass kicking that happens. Hell, I went through a stretch there for the longest time. You've talked about it on this show, that there was a time that almost every day of my life I was getting kicked in the nuts over something. Just the universe was handing me something. But I did the adult thing. I didn't blame anybody else. I just stood up and took it like a man, holding his balls and progressing forward and figuring out a way to not get kicked in the nuts. That's what you got to do. The rest of you kids, get the hell out of here.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I'm also talking about a lot of us that I'm not the only one. God damn, no. There's a lot of people like me that have been in this business their entire lives that through circumstances beyond their control have found themselves out on what is called the proverbial beach. If you don't know what that is, young junior broadcaster, you need to understand what the beach is. Go learn it. There's a lot of great talent out there that's been blown out by companies like Clear Channel and Cumulus and Intercom, CBS, all of them. They've all shit on their talent over the years, and they've kicked us to the curb. Well, guess what? Some of these people decided, like me, to stay in this business, for right or wrong, to get something back, to take it back from these corporate assholes. And we could do that if the rookies got out of the way.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You need a lava lamp. You need a bunch of cool stuff, too. If you'd like, one of the really hot shirts that's happening around here is it's a t-shirt that says Memphis as Fuck. Yeah, it's kind of rude. Looks good in public, too. If you've got the nerve to wear it in public, by God, you should have it. And I know the place that has it. That and the lava lamps and the woodwick candles and everything else that's kind of cool and groovy. I'm talking about Wizards. They've been a longtime favorite here of this program and here in Memphis for many, many years. Rated the number one alternative smoke shop in this city consistently year after year after year. And they're conveniently located at 1999 Madison Avenue, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You can stop in and check out all the neat grooviness that they have going on. Now, the rest of you that don't live in Memphis but still want to partake in the goodness and still want that Memphis as Fuck shirt, I tell you what, you can go online. You can find their banner ad at our website at radio-memphis.com or search Wizards Memphis, and you'll go right there and you can order it right there online and they'll ship it right to you. Just that simple. Check them out, Wizards, because it's still smoking. All right, it's time to get into some music. Our friends Dick Ledoux and company have a band. It's called Cheese Keys. They've been a Memphis staple for a bit now, and they got a great song. And the more I listen to it, the more it's kind of infectious. Really, it kind of grows on you, and it's just a neat tune. And it's a little bit. I think if I understood the vibe right, it's sort of about working in a corporate environment. But the song is cool. It's called Cheetos Factory. Here it is, Cheese Keys, right here from Radioland.
Devour tucked. We manage sacred details, ensuring where they product, ensuring where they product. No metal above the waist resist the urge to scoop a handful and devour the golden goodness, 'cause
Cheeto Factory. You're right here from Radioland. Yeah. Hey, check this out. If you're in a band, if you're a musician, you want to get your music played over at Radio Memphis, we got a really cool thing now that we're doing. You don't have to just email it to us now, because email is so 1990s. Here's the thing. We have a submit button now. We have a submit page, really. It's on our website, radio-memphis.com. Go to the tab that says shows. There's a drop-down menu down there, and at the very bottom it says submit music. Click on that. Follow the order of what it tells you to do. It's simple. Follow all that up. Attach your tune. Send it. Away it goes. And we have it right there just that fast. It's just that simple. Radio-Memphis.com. Go to shows. At the very bottom of that, look for submit music. Click that. You don't have to fool with all that pesky email. And then there's a couple of questions you need to answer. And then, hey, boom, it's there. We have it just that easy. So no matter wherever it is that you're consuming this show all over the world, we got a place for it. And you can send it to us at radio-memphis.com. It's just that easy. All right, you heard what's coming up next time. Until then, try and act like a proper adult. Do the right thing. Don't be stupid. Just do the right thing. It's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. Life will go on. Life will find a way. It always does. Keep your chin up. Don't shoot anybody, will you, please? Take care of yourselves and take care of one another. There's a thought. Just take that in mind. Take care of yourselves and take care of one another. I'd like to remind you people to do that every once in a while. So there. And until next time, I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.